the changing isn't free. You've read it in the tea leaves and the cracks are on TV. Beware the Savage Show. 1984. They'll spit your pretty cranium and fill it full of air and tell you that you're...
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, February 4, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please help out with whatever is manageable. No donation is too small. If you like to use PayPal, you can do it right on our RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. And we have a chat room. If you'd like to contribute to our chat room, in the Chitango website, beyondton.chatango.com. This being Thursday, I have my Thursday co-host from overseas, residing in France, our Dutch correspondent, Mr. Willem Velderhof. Hello, Willem.
Hello, Richard. Good evening. Good to be back after another week. More tyranny. This COVID train is continuing in the same course. More. We have some changes here, more lockdowns, more strict control with the curfew, and the borders are closed in France. So it's more difficult to enter and to leave the country for what it's worth.
It's certainly disappointing to me how much everyone is falling for, you know, believing all of the propaganda, all of the dogma from the CDC and, of course, the World Economic Forum. We learn our large players in all this. And of course, Bill Gates, you know, I mean, he wants to be one of the rulers of the world. So that's why he left Microsoft. You know, he'd rather be a controller from behind the scenes and biotech. You know, that's his big thing. Now, I don't know if you've checked out yourself. I've been trying to track down some of the clips of him talking about depopulation and using vaccines. There's really only some certain classic clip I keep finding again and again in searches, and a lot of them will like play with the audio and that to like keep repeating it, and then play him saying it in slow motion, or it sounds like a demon and all this. But no, I mean it really is disturbing. I mean, now we're seeing stories talking about COVID-19 reducing fertility. There was a story out of Joseph Paul Watson's website, Summit News. Now, Joseph Paul Watson, he used to be with Alex Jones, you know, and he was one of the most straight-laced, credible young reporters in recent years who came through the ranks of Alex Jones. So, he has a pretty good following in the independent media, alternative media, some call it. And a lot of people are familiar with Alex Jones and InfoWars. So, I don't know. I have to wonder if some of these stories and information in them could be fed to some of these people where they have good intentions, you know, perhaps like Joseph Watson, but perhaps the people sending him the information are purposely sending disinformation, misinformation. In this case, I mean, it has a kind of like a lot of data to back up from studies done. But at the same time, I am noticing other reports that the vaccines are a cause of infertility and lower fertility rates, sterility as a potential side effect. I think that And then, of course, we're hearing that both with tests, PCR tests, people getting COVID-19 from the test, and also, people who haven't previously had any issues before the vaccine, and then, of course, coming down with COVID-19 after it. It seems to me that, I mean, there's something being spread. You know, perhaps it's just some sort of a coronavirus-like engineered variant that is actually specifically meant to make most people infertile. But then I was thinking, well, no, you'd think it would be in the vaccine, or the elites would become infertile as well. They wouldn't be able to stop the spread of it if it spread to most people on the planet. To when you get COVID one way or another, even from the test, that you wind up, or vaccine, that you wound up. So I think it's just in the vaccines, the infertility. And they want to, in the long run, wrongly attribute it to, just getting COVID-19 without any vaccines. But that's my theory anyway, that the depopulation is through the vaccines. And of course, also, bringing in a global digital currency with social credit. Are you still with us, Willem?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I was going to hear your thoughts on all of that.
Well, it's a lot of points you brought up there with Bill Gates, of course. I think I think he's a front man like these other people which we see in the visible realm, like Jeff Bezos, who also stepped down, by the way. Maybe he's also going to be part of this new global world government, and there they will be the front men, maybe. Who knows? But I agree. He's a eugenist. Clearly, his father was already a eugenist. An ardent one. He was in. He was also. I thought it was a member of the Planned Parenthood, one of the founders even. And he mentions often that one of the biggest problems is overpopulation of the world, which is just not true. It's just that we have been programmed to live in these dense areas in the cities, which is part of the Agenda 21 to get everybody in the cities. But there are space enough if we are being programmed and learn to live independently and live with the land and how to live with nature and how to cultivate nature instead of being completely dependent by the corporations which he runs himself, one of the corporations, and the food. He's the biggest landowner of the farmland, for instance, in the United States. So he's always mentioning that there are too many people on this planet. And there are a lot of scandals. Also in Kenya, there was a case when, I don't know what the number, I think it was about a million women who became infertile after having received the vaccine. And then this was apparently a mistake, of course, by the Bill Gates Foundation. So he's clearly a eugenist and a depopulist, because he's always talking about too many people on the planet. So why does he care so much about all these people suddenly and wants to save everybody with his vaccine? It doesn't make any sense to me. go.
I was just going to say that I do think there's an overlapping economic motive. I mean, they want to crash the economies globally and allow really most of the only the big corporations, places like Amazon, to continue to thrive, destroying small business and the middle class. But having this problem reaction solution economically as well for a global reset, using their own words, to make sure the financial control and the control in general is still in the same people's hands, all the power and wealth, and make it more stable, where they won't have as much threat in the future. I mean, if everyone is on the social credit score and digital currency, you either live like that or you have to live in caves on the outskirts of of the cities, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if the whole thing is, of course, based on this assumption that there's a dangerous, deadly virus. But if there was really a pandemic and a deadly virus, there wouldn't be any debate. you know, there wouldn't be censorship, there wouldn't be debate, there wouldn't be fear-mongering from the government. They would try to get people calm and don't spread any fear. But there would not be a debate. It would be very clear that there is a pandemic. People were dying everywhere around you, directly and especially indirectly. You would see many people you've lost by now. And that added up with the official numbers, which is clearly that it is the same death toll as the flu, as the seasonal flu, even less in some regard. That it doesn't make any sense, and that this is clearly a planned thing, but used for something else, which is, of course, a great reset, which is just a coincidence that all these people are busy with a great reset of the whole system on all levels, because the old system is not sustainable anymore. And, you know, so it doesn't make it. It's so obvious in our face. But I think most people just don't want to know this obvious truth that there is no pandemic. I mean, people are dying, but they're always dying, and there are not more deaths like you sent me this link. There's so much information, and now they don't register the seasonal flu deaths are not being registered in Europe and also in the United States. I think in the CDC doesn't do that. So, I mean, it's over the top clear that this is completely a fraud.
And so how can we, I don't know. I mean, you know, other than at the local level, I don't see how we can really get to most people when even President Trump, you know, can't get to most of his supporters, you know, with messages, updates, with social media control and all the rest of it. I mean, it is a microcosm of the macrocosm for all of us, of, you know, how hard it is for us to speak to anyone, to get any information out when this technocratic machine is censoring anything and everything that is dissent toward the official dogma. I mean, I don't know. A lot of people say yes at the local level. You know, even speaking with law enforcement locally and just shop owners, residents, so that, you know, you have local awareness and resistance potentially. But it is interesting just how much you get this confirmed from high level people. One video or set of interviews going around quite a bit lately in the independent media is this woman who was pretty tied in with the economic elite, so to speak, this Catherine Austin Fitz. And she's, maybe an investment banker. I forget her exact title. But, I mean, she, you know, is very much affluent with many of these insiders, you know, of wealth and power, whom we often referred to as the elite, or the powers that be. Of course, that's a self-defeating term. You know, the powers that should not be would be better. But I mean, yeah, she confirms all of this. You know, that we're saying the plans for, you know, global social credit score based digital currency, where, you know, based on whether or not you were you know, a good little serf, you know, a good little slave to the system and didn't, you know, do anything that seemed to be, you know, you could lose points, you know, therefore your ability to do anything or to purchase anything is hindered by anything you might say, maybe even privately in messages to friends. If you speak out against the government or these corporations, vaccines, any of their agendas. So, I mean, you know, she's confirming all too much, you know, it's very disturbing. As far as the economic and social credit, digital control they're planning for.
It's very scary, actually, the engine, of course. It's more tyranny, and we all have, most of people have become order followers themselves, because I think it's the order followers, not the order givers, who are actually creating this new dystopian Orwellian technocratic reality, where we'll become completely enslaved if we just follow these orders But it's very difficult to for people who have a business, of course. The economy is, of course, made of businesses, corporations, small businesses and all that stuff. And they are being threatened to have a fine if they allow clients to come in their store and not wear a mask. And on the bigger corporations like airlines, for instance, who are kept in the air because of bailouts and they're being supported by governments, and they are asking the people or demanding people to have been tested at the airport and in combination with the state. So they are obeying these orders as well, because otherwise they lose their financial support and lose their job and everything. So it's just a massive amount of order following masses who are creating this, and not the order givers, of course. The people with the money machine, that's another thing. There are just private people who own have a monopoly over the production of money. I mean, that by itself, so they can steer it any way they want, because we are dependent on money, of course, to a certain degree. But I agree with that. We have to do it locally and unite with people. I think that's really the only way that we can alter the direction or stop certain dynamics with a big amount of people. So unite on local level is very important.
Yes, it's also been stressed in the videos that woman was doing for her interviews that it's basically a point now economically where, I mean, the system should have already crashed. And basically COVID is the only thing that stopped it from happening of its own accord, you know, due to just the corruption and the very nature of, private central banks, fiat currencies, and just this whole debt-based system, this parasitic system of from the top 0.01%, if you will. But it needed this because they don't have everything in place yet globally for such a digital global currency and social credit score and of course justification for it. But in the meantime, while all that's getting set in place, and of course other Agenda 21 initiatives like restricting travel, and of course this is the perfect excuse for that as well, and to start at that part right away. So I mean, it's just a way. If we could just en masse, get information such as the interviews this woman, Catherine Austin Fitz, is giving out to a huge audience. Like if Trump were to put it out, not that he's willing to betray that many of these globalists, perhaps. But if all of the MAGA people in the U.S. and in Europe, everyone who's supporting these COVID lockdown protests, were to hear these messages, to hear the whole long-term agenda right now, rather than the slow boil of the frog, it would be a lot different. I think that's what hangs in the balance. The sooner we can let enough people know, it's a game of time at this point with us as far as how this will turn out.
Yes. I think it will further escalate, of course. In event 201, it says about 18 months, the COVID operation, so that's until December. And if I look at that route map, which was apparently leaked by a whistleblower, Canadian Parliament whistleblower, if you see that route map, it's quite accurate in line with what's happening here in reality. There are small differences in on details when the army is being deployed, or these kinds of things, or when this digital health ID is there. But it's overall quite accurate, this route map. So who knows? But it's going to continue until December. So, of course, new things will arise, I think. I cannot believe that they can get away with it by only with this ridiculous manipulation of statistics and numbers and fear-mongering in the media.
So well, here, we have the first break right up against here. We'll be right back, though.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Felderhoff. I want to go to the phones in a minute, Wilhelm, but I don't know if you wanted to finish up some of what you were saying. I mean, you were just mentioning, according to the timeline, so much has been going according to plan so far. They do have a bit more, of course, to go to achieve their overall deception. You were mentioning the mass fear-mongering, among other things.
Yes, I'm like most of us, astounded that this is just working so effectively, while at the same time it's obviously self-evidently a fraud. So I really think that something new needs to be added in this alchemical brew to steer it in the right direction, like real deaths or, release a real virus or with the vaccines, combination of that, we will see something else, because you just don't expect that this is going to continue in this way, because it's just pathetic, but it still works. So who knows? That's just my train of thought.
Well, I know a lot of people, a lot more people, it seems, are getting bad reactions and or dying from the second dose of these vaccines rather than the first. It's interesting how at first they said you couldn't get just one with a series of two or three. You have to get the whole series for what that brand is intended for it to work. And then they're starting to act like, oh, well, you know, even if you get one, it could work. They're so desperate to get people to at least become willing to get that first vaccine. Makes me think the nanotechnology and the DNA changing aspect is an important issue not to be overlooked, combined with all else we've mentioned here today, sterility, and of course the economic motives. Let's go to the phones. We have John in Tennessee first. Hello, John.
Hello, Wilhelm, Richard. You know, I've heard this so-called vaccine referred to as an operating system, and I think that that's more accurate. Yeah, it's gene therapy. It's got the protein luciferase in it, which allows it to be seen under a UV light, etc. But I'm wondering how much of this is psychosomatic. You know, they have programmed people to live in such a fear. And they're conducting what I believe mask wearing is an initiation ritual. You know, I think it's programming. It's multifaceted because it identifies the nice folks, the ignorant, compliant, obedient folks, which is what the word nice means, from those that are nonconformists, that don't believe the lie. You know, I'm driving down the road, and I'm remembering, guys, what it was like. You'll have to excuse the sound in the background. What it was like before I came out of my stupor, before I awoke from a 42-year hypnosis that was put on me by television and radio programming. You know, I remember what it was like. So to ask or to think, for me to think that, well, if the whole world could just hear the truth on some kind of global network, we'd be okay. I don't think that's the case at all, because they're living in such fear of a purported disease that's nothing more than the flu, because of their fear of dying, their fear of death, their fear of getting sick. Fear causes sickness, guys. So if you're afraid you're going to get COVID and you're living in fear of death, you're probably going to get the symptoms of COVID. And Richard, what you were talking about earlier, I don't know if you've ever heard of Miss Dana Ashley on YouTube. She's got a channel, Dana Ashley 2. I was listening this morning, and she went to the CDC and actually found statistics showing how many people have died, healthcare workers, people that were healthy, and an hour after, 2 hours after, 3 days after, some having underlying conditions, others that were just healthy, working at the hospital, housekeepers, that are falling over dead because they got the shot. They got this so-called vaccine, had either an anaphylactic reaction or had some kind of a reaction to it, and it gave them a heart attack. They find them laying in the bathroom or cannot resuscitate them because they will not resuscitate. I don't know. I mean, I'd be interested in hearing your comments. I'm trying to remain calm today, Richard. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, it's increasingly challenging. I hear what you say about how it would, most people, even if they heard this information, would they be convinced of it? I mean, they're already so conditioned into these ways of thinking, these modes of thinking. And it's harder, of course, at Mark Twain, of course, who said it's easier to fool someone than to convince them that they have been fooled. But I really want you to stick on the line, if you could, sir, so I can get Wilhelm to respond to you after the break, and then you can add a bit more. So stick around, folks.
It'll be fine.
Great. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
One day we will put it all behind. We'll say that was just another time. We'll say that was just another day on earth. We'll say that was just another time. One day.
And we're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Felderhoff, and we're on the line with John in Tennessee. Wilhelm, did you want to respond to what John was mentioning so far?
Yeah, hi, John. Good point you brought up there. I agree with what you said about programming, that most of what's happening now is part of programming people. And wearing the mask, all these dictates, which don't make any sense, are being unleashed on the population. But it's a programming effort, I think, which is working brilliantly, because most people don't think, because they're still in this sort of freeze mode of the fight, flight, or freeze mode. Most people are frozen, and they just want to comply with whatever they are being told. In order to go back to normal, that's what people is motivating people to comply, actually, or other fear for fines or these kinds of things. So I think it's a massive programming of people, steering them into a certain direction. And most people, I mean, this quote of Edgar Hoover in 1956, it was in the Elks magazine. He said the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. the American mind, which I think the human mind, global human mind, simply has not come to the realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. And I think that's very true, what he mentioned there, and that's 1956 already, because this is has long been going on, this agenda, and prepared also, if you see what's happening now, this has been prepared for the last decades. So this people can just not accept that this can be possible, that there's this kind of evil and conspiracy, and therefore they just choose not to believe that it's true. So I agree that it's just feeding on the fear, and because of the fear, we can be steered in this direction, because of course the majority of the people comply because of this fear. And people have amazing quality to adapt, which is also of course a problem because of our naivete, but we adapt in the most insane situations in order to keep our convenience and comfort zone bubble intact. But I think it's a mass programming operation. It's not real, as we clearly can see. So there's something else which is sort of sorcery, mind sorcery, alchemically at work here.
John? Do we still have John? Did you want to respond, or did
I'm
we lose
here.
You? Ah, yes, sir.
I'm here. Okay, yeah, I'd love to respond. The idea of sorcery, Wilhelm, is very accurate, even to the point where if you look at the truest meaning of the word, sorcery goes back to pharmakia. And how many people do you know that are not some kind of a drug, whether it's tropic or something for their blood pressure or their heart or their breathing? The whole world is on drugs, which is the truest sorcery. And we're to the point now where even those of us that realize who the enemy is, ultimately, it's been going on since the beginning of time, since Satan fell or was cast out of heaven. It's been going on that whole time. And even those of us that are awake and alert, to some extent, are conscripted to the evil. Because in order to even continue in your livelihood, I drive truck, and they told I was exposed to COVID, okay? That's what they tell me. So I had to take off work. Fortunately, my company paid me. And the day that I was to come back to work, I had to go be tested. And now, well, John, you have COVID, so you get another 10 days off. And that's where we're at. In order to pay your bills and have your home and have your meals to eat, you're conscripted into the evil of this system that is satanic at its roots. And so many people, rather than look at evil and realize what it is, they will look away, or it's like a snail. They'll back into their shell. And I imagine that their mind is just saying, well, we can get through this. We can get through this. Whistle past the graveyard, young man. It's not real if you can't see it, you know? I mean, that's where we're at. And, you know, I've been telling people the truth to the best of my ability for going on 20 years. And for 19 and a half years or 19 years, I was the crazy truck driver that people would talk to until someone else came along, and then they would shut their mouth and walk away. And now, Willem, they're coming to me saying, you know, you were right. What's going on? What's going to happen? Now they want to know. I'm still telling them, but I'm not dumping the whole truth and nothing but the truth on them, because it's like similar to giving a child with no teeth that's drinking milk from his mother a steak. You're going to kill them if they try to eat it. So they've got to grow, and we've got to be wise enough on what we tell them. We got to grow them, because they can't handle the truth, literally.
Yeah, I agree. And then it's also about what are they going to do with it. If they know certain things, then their actions, if they align their actions, correct their actions based upon the knowledge, which has changed, and then also right, changed their
actions. Listen, I'm gonna make room. I don't want to hog the air. I'm going to make room. Hopefully someone will call in. Thank you both for what you do. God bless.
Yes, no, thank you, sir. And actually, we did have someone who was patiently waiting longer than I should have made them wait. Dan in Washington. Hello, sir. How are you today? What's on your mind?
I just want to give a shout-out to the last caller, fellow truck driver. We're not exposed to the TV, I guess, so we can sit out here and kind of think outside the matrix a little more, I think, than a lot of people. I kind of woke, had a bad experience last night of what you were talking about, of this total control system with the money and the digital. Because I'm trying to study pre-Christian European history, you know, so I wanted to download Plato's Republic. And I had to go to Amazon and tried to join that audible.com. Well, the thing is, they don't want you to download an MP3 that you own. They want you to go to their app that you never own that audiobook. It always has to be played through their app, through their system. So it's just another example of, you know, it's not like even back in 1997, you could buy an MP3 file and you would have that. You could save it on your zip drive. You could give it to somebody. They don't want you to give it to anybody. It's just you're basically renting these audiobooks now. So it's just another example that really nothing past Windows 97 is about making life better. It's more about control.
Absolutely. They want you to rent everything, not own any of your software or even data files anymore. And then these companies have more pull over you regarding censorship, because if they kick you off their entire platform, you lose all of, potentially lose all of your data.
Exactly.
And you self-censor.
Exactly. It's very scary. So I didn't do it. I'm going to try to look for, even if I have to buy a CD, at least I have it. But yeah, it's just another example. I was wondering about your guest. Does Europe have any alternate system to Windows? I mean, are they trying to break away from this total? I know you have Linux. I don't know if that many people use it, or are there things better in Europe that way, or is it the same?
Censorship is the same here, of course. My YouTube channels were taken down after years of work. That's just taken down because of violation of community standards, blah, blah, blah. I have switched to Linux some months ago, and I'm very happy with it. So I don't have Google also. Don't make use of Google anymore. That's very refreshing. So it is much better with working with a Linux system. But the censorship is the same here. As in the United States, there's no difference of that. And the control, of course, I think it's going to be more centralized and more to these massive, huge corporations like Amazon, all different things. So also information, but also food to a certain degree, that will be more controlled, more centralized by the same entities, same corporations, same conglomerates. So I think there's not much difference here than in the United States. But Linux is an option. It's more open source. It's a little bit more difficult to work with, more challenge. But at the same time, it's nice to do that, knowing that you're not on an Apple or a Windows computer.
Oh, and you're right about the food aspect as well. That's one of the reasons I'm sure Bill Gates is purchasing all of the private farmland he has been recently, partially to hoard it for himself and, of course, also to keep it from others, you know, for all these.
Yeah, and it's also the seed for this massive seed vault in Norway or in Greenland or wherever it is, with all the different seeds of the, that's there for humanity, he says. It's non-GMO, natural. All the seeds are in this seed vault somewhere in the Arctic. For us, of course, but and he's promoting genetically GMO foods to everybody at the same time. So there's another red flag. But
I eat a lot of those. I eat chili beans a lot on the road, so I started to try and buy non-GMO chili beans. But you know, it's hard. You go to Walmart and I look for the non-GMO label, and sometimes they don't have it. Everything they have is GMO, and
yeah,
they're pushing it, and it's scary.
The Ice Age Farmer, I don't know if you know that station, really good one. He's reporting on the food supply chains, which are heavily being cut down now. And it's really worth watching the Ice Age Farmer. He's reporting weekly or daily about the situation on the food market and the food situation. And it's quite alarming, actually.
Okay, well, great show, guys, and thanks a lot for taking the call. Have a good day.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Dan.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. Take care.
Well, those are all very good points as well. Well, and of course, yeah, we're getting some more and more stories about the damage from the vaccines. Came across another one just yesterday or a couple days ago. Healthcare worker taken to ER just a few hours after getting the second COVID-19 vaccine, and 4 days later he was dead in Orange, California. An x-ray technologist, in this case from Pfizer's version. Doctors are warning about permanent damage and cardiovascular events as well following the vaccination. So of course we're never going to hear about any of this. The only deaths we hear about from the vaccines are the ones they couldn't contain. You know, I'm sure it's just a fraction of how much is out there.
Yeah, you can actually look it up. I have posted the video. It's a four-minute video. A guy posted it, and you can go to the CDC website, to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System on the CDC website, and there you can fill in whatever you want. So which vaccine, which period, which manufacturer. So if you, and the guy fills in then just COVID-19, and then you get all the adverse event reporting, adverse reactions, and then he scrolls down to it, and it's just extremely huge amount. And then, you know, patient died. It's all filled in by people worked in hospitals. They documented it, so it's all there on the CDC website. I heard they took it down, the website, after some period. I don't know if it's up again, but you can look it up for yourself, and then you see just thousands of side effects and deaths and serious effects of it. In only December, he only takes December, last December, puts in COVID and then side effects, and it's just shocking.
Here we have another caller, Fred in Wisconsin. Hello, sir.
Morning, guys. I just wanted to make a couple quick comments. I was looking at a site that was talking about a book called Unmasked, and it's about Antifa and this guy that went underground to learn about him, and they're just bringing the book out, and I'd listened to an interview for 2 hours. But here I am in Wisconsin, and we had a incident in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where there was some deaths and stuff. And this guy intimated that the group Antifa is based out of Portland, and he said that they have cells all over the country. And the really scary thing was he brings up Wisconsin, and we have a university teacher at the UW-Madison who came out publicly supporting the rioting in Kenosha. And when she was called into, you know, to this situation, she was tendered, so they didn't do anything to her on her $120,000 a year income. So she was pouring money into these people. And this guy admitted, he said that they flew people in from Portland to aggravate the locals. There were some people that would show up for these things out of these universities, and they were coordinating them and adding to the violence, which, you know, nationally ended with this young man, you know, trying to save his life and taking out a couple of these bad actors. But I was just thinking that, you know, people are so unaware of what's going on. And this poor guy was beaten, almost bloodied to death, survived it, and he is now out of the country and releasing the book. He can't even come back into the United States for fear of reprisal. So I just wanted to give a heads up about that and just see what you had to say about it. I'll hang up.
All right, well, thank you for your call. Willem, did you want to respond to that?
Well, I think, yeah, that's just, I mean, it's terrible, of course. People who bring out the truth or any other narrative other than the official narrative are being threatened now, censored and labeled as dangerous, as dissidents. And this will continue, of course, this tyranny to everybody who's telling the truth.
I just noticed another article pulled up yesterday out of Patriot Rising, another epidemiologist, another doctor, scientist, an epidemiologist this time, pointing out that, in his opinion, the flu has been reclassified as coronavirus. You know, he's saying it's influenza has been renamed COVID in large part. There may be quite a number of influenza cases included in the presumed COVID category of people who have COVID symptoms. Influenza symptoms can be mistaken for but not tested for SARS RNA, he added. And the amount of differences with the, seasonal flu, I mean, being like 0.2 after out of 170 years in the past, we've never had anything like this. It accounts for the large, like pretty much most of what you would call COVID. And 0.2% is what they're saying. It just wouldn't, you know, it's just so obvious that it's that is being replaced for that. As far as the amount of censorship, I mean, it's not really going to help however many doctors say things, it seems. I mean, you'd think we already would have reached saturation point as far as the medical community, as far as how many have been speaking out. I don't understand how this is still contained at this point. It's just
sometimes it sipples through. I saw the Dutch news, the mainstream news, and there was a protest in Amsterdam. There were weekly protests in Amsterdam against the lockdown and also the curfew regulations, this COVID, all these measures they take. And they interviewed a lady there who was at the protest. I thought, well, here we go again. It's somebody who says weird things, and then they're going to label all these people as conspiracy thinkers and crazy people. But she said, well, actually, this we're here to protest against, it's out of proportion because there's less than 0.3% people are dying as the seasonal flu, sort of the same kind of numbers. And then this interviewer immediately says, well, what do you think? So you say everything is fake. So what is all these images from the intensive care then? So that's not real. So she said, well, this is a good question because I'm working at the intensive care. I'm a nurse. And this is my friend. She's also working at the intensive care. She's also a nurse. So that was good. She says, we see something very different. And if it's overwhelmed, the intensive care, that happens also almost yearly when the flu season starts. And when it's a bad flu, we see the same thing, exactly the same thing. So it was quite surprising that this was on mainstream news. First time, actually. So sometimes it sipples through, because I agree, it's amazing how they manage to just keep it out of the mainstream, but sometimes it sipples through.
Yeah, before going to the back to the phones, I lost my train of thought for a moment. The loss of smell and taste, that actually has been attributed to the seasonal flu, you know, other coronaviruses traditionally as well. And somehow we're conveniently forgetting this, where they're acting like that means it's COVID in particular. I don't know how people have a memory. They've lost their long-term memory almost completely. And Dr. James Fetzer has a great article ever since March 24th, 2020, how the CDC inflated the statistics based on their guidelines, which changed at that point. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Thank you for holding, Mike.
Yeah, I'm paying attention to what's being censored and suppressed and that sort of stuff gives you a little bit of a clue in the Joint Special Operations University manual from, I don't know, 2005 or 2006. I first read about blogs and information strategy, they talk about how to avoid blowback, which means, you know, if somebody is obviously being censored, a lot of times people run to see, well, why are they being censored? And, you know, where did so-and-so's, you know, post or profile go, you know, on Facebook? If people are following it, they start looking, well, what are they being censored for and what was posted, you know? It used to be that you could go sometimes and get the Google cache of a page that's been pulled off of Facebook and get and see what might have been the last thing that was on there, but they've increasingly gotten rid of that. But the Merrick protocol, I think, is spelled is the doctor that developed it, M-A-R-I-K, I think is his name. Eastern Virginia Medical School gets into, and I don't necessarily believe in using ivermectin to the quantity that they're talking about, but apparently it has several things, just like hydroxychloroquine, that affect this, and it won't. It doesn't just work on COVID. It was discovered, and a couple of these things were discovered by accident, and then scientists want to know why, so they study it. And so in the case with hydroxychloroquine, it actually has an action against the joint inflammation cytokine. Well, where have we heard the word cytokine, the cytokine storm? So I know people in these large population zones, and one in particular yesterday I was talking to, or the day before, he's saying that some people are getting this twice because there's so many people that are walking around with it that they're getting reinfected. But how do they know, unless they got a good positive test, that it's the same thing? Because the COVID,
right,
or
and we have to look
coronavirus
at
coronavirus in or coronaviruses are in previous flu vaccines. Go ahead.
Right. Oh no, I was just gonna say, and of course, yeah, the amount of cycles with the PCR tests and how many other things qualify for a positive test other than COVID-19. It's
if you trust who you're getting a test from, yeah.
And we haven't even isolated it yet. I thank you for your call, sir.
All right.
Last call here, Pat in Texas. Hello.
Hi, Richard. I just wanted to respond to one of your first callers talking about fear being able to make you sick. And I thought of a scripture of Job. Well, I've done nothing. All right. I'm starting to listen to people right now. What they say.
All right. We're almost out of time, Pat.
Huh? Okay.
We only have
a few
seconds left.
Yeah, you can actually listen to the Bible on the air, Job 3-something. And he said, what I greatly feared has come upon me. And people used to say, he should, you know, he's trying to act like he got it because he's feared. No, it's true that he did fear, but that wasn't what caused all his sores and everything. But the devil heard him say it. See, that's the thing. The devil hears you talking, and he knows what to do to you.
Great point. Great point. Thank you for your call, Pat. I'm sorry. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Willem. Looks like we're out of time, but look forward to you next Thursday.
Okay, Rich. Take care.
All right, folks. Don't be deceived. Stick around for Dr. Patrick Slattery. Please support RPN, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.